All right, everyone. It's the Grim Lord here, and I've got a question. Are you ready for some degeneracy? Because it's the Grim Lord's Hentai Games Corner, and we've got Evenical Rants again. We're going to finish it, guys. A heart. Yep, that was a heart. What was up with that? That was a lovey-dovey point for newlyweds. A lovey-dovey point for newlyweds? Yep, when newlyweds touch one, they must immediately act all lovey-dovey. That's how it goes. Oh, is that how it works? I'm sorry, Rance. I didn't know, so I just avoided them. Can't blame me if you didn't know. Now let's act like lovey-dovey newlyweds. Lovey-dovey newlyweds, you say? You're talking about that, right? Holding hands? What, are you a kid? By lovey-dovey, I mean something like this. What? Rance! Rance stroked Ramius's tight ass. This is so rough! Since she had not anticipated it, Ramius was at the mercy of Rance's groping and kept fidgeting as he stroked her. What's wrong, Ramius? Your face all red. Want me to stop? No, this is what being lovey-dovey is about. Bring it on! Don't say it in such a manly way. Sorry. Even so, your hand's not stopping. Nope. Pat, pat, pat. This sensation is great, Ramius. Rance enjoyed the sensation of Ramius' butt for some time. So this is a lovey-dovey point. How fearsome. Let's avoid it next time, Rance. Sure. Will do. Rance swore to himself to touch the next heart he found. Some cows were peacefully eating grass at a well-kept ranch. One cow walked to Rance's side and, without being wary of him, began meowing. Ho-ho, friendly, aren't you? How cute, take this! Bam! Rance punched the cow. Meow! Ah, it ran away. Rance had fun in the peaceful scenery. Phew, fighting together with someone feels different. Yes, I agree. I've always been by myself and ridiculed as the loner knight, so it's a fresh experience. So you can use guard, Ramius? Yes, protecting the rear from not just physical attacks, but also magic attacks is my main job. With that said, there's no rear right now, so this shield just gets in the way. If you're this strong, then I should be the one protecting you instead. I thought I could at least be useful in battle. Nonsense, you're super useful in battle. Really? When you move, your tits bounce all over the place. That really boosts my morale. What's with that look? You're kinda unusual. That's so. Doesn't really even matter at this point, because you can pretty much wipe everything out. So this is Fort Borowin. In order to ward off the strong monsters in this area, Marquis Borowin risked his life to build this fort. Thanks to him, the strong monsters were repelled, and the ones living near Abel are comparatively more docile, so I've heard. By the way, he's the ancestor of one of Eden's Zero Knights, Borodono. Zero Knight. Knights of several ranks. Knights, 10 knights, 100 knights, 1,000 knights, and the apex of those, Zero Knights. Borodono is one of Eden's only 3 Zero Knights. Heh. Boro, he sounds familiar. Nah, just my imagination. No way I'd know a Zero Knight. Now, let's cross this fort. Yeah. Rance and Ramius pass through Fort Borowin. Meow, meow. When Rance got near a cow, it began to meow in a sad way. Stallion's cows seem to be a bit smarter than the ones in Abel. You're really cheeky for a cow. Rance outs the cow for no reason. Hey, don't mistreat animals. Meow. Don't run away, cheeky little cow. Almost crying, the cow hid behind Ramius. Some money there. There's a house in this place. Rance found a singular mansion in the open plains. Don't monsters attack if it's built in a place like this? It's fine. It uses a similar barrier as adventurer camps to ward off monsters. Sounds complicated. This is our family's mansion. It's currently in my brother's possession, though he never seems to use it. That's so. The party took a quick break, then went away from the mansion. What's wrong? Want to take a break? Nah, just felt like seeing it. Let's hurry on. Rance sneaked a few glances at the mansion before leaving. He didn't like the mansion. He liked the mansion so much he had to see it twice. So this is Ramius' hometown. Stallion was a large town whose streets were packed with people and gave off a completely different atmosphere from the idyllic town of Abel. I wonder if this town is more suited for me. Look, that's the house where I was brought up. Oh, that one? Ramius pointed towards the single biggest residence in the vicinity. You're from an important family? I wouldn't say that. My father is currently the mayor of this town, but that's due to our ancestors' achievements. Overall, we're a pretty normal family. I don't think that's the case, but okay. My father should be home at this hour. Let's hurry and introduce you. Why hurry? You see, I have a brother called Akival. He's one of Eden Zero Knights, Akival Dryson. He always criticizes me, saying I'm a half-baked knight. And well, I'm bad at dealing with him. I'd rather not meet him if I can. It's a shameful story, but fortunately he's probably not here right now. So let's enter quickly. Father, where are you? If you're looking for Dad, he ran out of detergent, so he went out shopping. He could have just asked the maid to do that. Father's such a hygiene freak. Don't say that. His position as mayor is just honorary, so he's got a lot of time to spare. Wait, brother? Why are you surprised? Who's that guy? Wait, both of you have a golden ring in your fingers? I really didn't want to meet him. Brother, this man is Rance, my husband. What? Could it be? It's as you imagined, brother. I raped him. What? Wait, this isn't just a normal wedding greeting. What are you saying? There's no way someone like me could ever become a wife normally. My only option was to assault him. Well, that's sort of how things went down. Gah! Akival collapsed and began crying. Damn. I'm so sorry, I didn't realize I had teased you to that point. But man, there are a lot of freaks in this world. Like, once it'd be okay even with a pig Bambara? I sure wonder who you're comparing a pig Bambara to. Anyway, I certainly have done something I shouldn't. And for that reason, I've already decided to live my life for this man. You're willing to go that far? I like your spirit! You're carrying the Dryson family's prestige! Make sure to atone for the family's sake! Well, with that said, if we can settle things here peacefully, of course we'll pay for your reparations. Next thing Rance knew, the siblings were only prostrating him before him, as if it were only natural. What the hell are those two talking about? Well, I don't get it and I don't care, but having people bow down to you feels nice. Then I'll accept. Hey, what are you doing, Ramius? Go get him some tea and snacks. Yes, understood. Ramius hurriedly went to the kitchen. Okay, if you want to play a prank on her, you've got to do at least this much. Akival got up from the ground, his face now completely serious. What actually happened? Do you like her? Is that why you married her? Obviously, she's cute and has big boobs. Well, it's true that I jumped at the chance, but everything turned out fine in the end. Ha! Being this honest in front of her brother? But what exactly led you to marriage? It's a long story, but basically she was injected with a powerful aphrodisiac. That made it so she'd go crazy if she didn't fuck someone, but she wanted to commit suicide before that could happen. So then you offered yourself up to save her? I get it, that sort of explains her attitude. She thinks she's on the same level as a pig Bambara, but that couldn't be any more wrong. She has a pure heart and would gladly sacrifice herself to save someone. But are you fine with that? Marriage is for life, you know. She's cute, so it's fine. Well, I get the gist of things now. Thanks for saving my little sister's life. But I want you to tell me one thing. Akival shot a piercing glare at Rance as if trying to intimidate him. Do you intend to make her happy? You didn't even have to ask. Any girl becomes my woman will definitely be happy. Poof. Ha 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 ha. You're a hell of a guy just declaring something like that. Haha, you're really interesting. You aren't even scared of me. You're also good at fighting. Akival pointed to Rance's sword. Of course, I'm the strongest in the world. Haha, that's even better. Every man should be strong. I thought Rake couldn't bring any love, but looks like she got herself a good man. There's no better man than me. Ah, man, you really are a piece of work. Brother? Huh? What is it? This person has been angry since a while ago. Akival Dono? Uh-oh? Ramius came back from the kitchen alone with a blonde woman who was pouting angrily. Oh, those tits are on par with Ramius. Having two big boob hotties together is quite a treat. But brother, this woman is... Ah, she's our guest, a thousand knight from the kingdom of Humpty. Natal March. Or Natal March. Humpty, that great kingdom known for its cuisine, right? Akival Dono, my patience is wearing thin. Just what is it you're doing? What? What are you so angry for? You've been keeping me waiting for way too long. My objective is to obtain a Master Geki's hide, which is necessary to prepare first-rate soup. Thus, I've come all the way here to eat in the search for a fresh Master Geki, but... Why? Why must I stay in this house for hours on end? I've told you a dozen times already. We're sending some of our knights to escort you, so you need to wait for them. I don't need an escort, just please tell me where I can find a Master Geki. And I can't do that. If we let another country's knight do as they please here, it might cause an uproar. Rank and file knights would already be an issue, but you're a thousand knight, correct? Well, I'm not a fool, so I'm aware of those circumstances. Even so... Also, if you died around these parts, it'd be an international problem, so having someone to escort you is a must. What? Are you implying I'd be no match for the monsters in this carefree little kingdom? I ain't saying that, but best to be careful. So even if they're useless, at least two of our knights have to go with you. The knights sent from the capital should be here in a few hours, so why not have some tea? I refuse to drink this country's tasteless tea. I've taken the trouble of coming all the way here from Humpty, but I must wait even more? I've just about had it. Then what do you suggest? You understand our situation, right? It's your duty to keep your guests entertained, so please do something about it. This drill-headed... Sounds like we have quite the overbearing guest. If it were a man, I'd just punch him and end it with that. But I really can't do the same to a woman. You just need two knights, no? Yeah, that's right. Okay, then me and Ramius will go. Oh, you're fine with that? If Rance is fine with it, then so am I. But is it alright? She kinda looks like a handful. I don't mind. I can't overlook someone who's in trouble. Oh! Wonderful. You're really wonderful, Rance. I'm ashamed of myself for thinking she was a handful. It kind of looks as if my sister just got tricked by a bad guy. Well, whatever. It'd be a big help if you went with her. No problem on my end. I do not mind either. But there's one condition. Huh? A condition? Don't worry, it's simple. If our escort mission goes well, then I want a reward. A reward, you say? Eden's knights sure are greedy. Though denying you a reward would damage the Mark family's name. Or the March family's name. Worry not, I'll think of something. Ooh. Ha ha, you better not go back on your words. Let's go right away. You're looking for a Master Geki, right? Then if you head east from this town, you'll get to a hill, and then you'll find the happiness field. A Master Geki's appeared around that field recently. You can get its hide and anything else you want from it. Understood. The hill east from town, correct? Oh, and by the way, I shall not take part in any battles. I'll leave the dirty work to commoners such as you. Fine by me. Yup, she's a bit selfish, but still cute. If I think of how much I'm gonna fondle those tits when we finish escorting her, then fighting is nothing. Oh, then let us depart. Gah! Okay, to the happiness field. It's like they're on the same wavelength. The three of them left the residence and headed towards the happiness field. Phew. Left alone in the room, Akival scratched his head. That guy is a complete womanizer. Looks like Ramius has his fair share of troubles. Don't really think much of it, though. Either way, that took care of that. In one of the inn's rooms, Ramius is standing naked in front of Rance. Yeah, let's get this night started, Ramius. Yes, it's tough being a newlywed, having to have sex every single day. That's a newlywed's duty, after all. Gaha, just endure it, Ramius. Ramius let out a small yelp when Rance touched her body. After having done it with Rance several times, Ramius' body had become quite sensitive. Don't feel it, don't feel it. Rance is sleeping with me out of obligation, so I have no right to enjoy this.
Really?
Gahaha, bounce, bounce, as always, your boobs are huge. He looks so happy, even as he touches these ugly sacks of flesh. God, she thinks so low of herself. Ramius held back her tears. Rance, do as you like to me. If it even makes you a little happy, then I... Man, I'm starting to feel bad for her. Alright. Weird. Why does it always feel like we're never on the same page when we fuck? Well, who cares? Gahaha, I'm digging in. Ah! Morning. Morning, Rance. The two of them woke up comfortably, got dressed, and left the inn. Hello, welcome to my lovely, sincere item shop. Whoa, you're cute! Huh? Please don't flatter me. Yaha, it's not flattery. You're so cute that I set it on reflex. Cute, you say? Ah, although you're not you are my type. Maybe I'll call you Oni-chan. What? I hope you buy a ton, Oni-chan. Yeah, this is a nice flow. Let's keep it up and see if I get invited to the shop's interior. But what's wrong, Oni-chan? Something's wrong. I don't smell a woman. My, you finally realized I'm a boy. What? Here, check. Check, what the fuck you mean by that? I'll kill you! My, you don't have to be that afraid. Well, it's fine. Take your time shopping. Oh, I hate fags and ugly people. But to think even cute fags like this exist, this city's a fearsome place. Rance felt his understanding of the world crumble as he checked the store's wares. Even though he didn't read that, but, you know, he did that time. Does it really matter what Rance fucking buys? Like, I'm not even sure. I don't even know, guys. Stuff from Japanese. Let's see. Pawn shop. Welcome, brah. Die, Hanny! Whoa, careful! Hanny barely avoided Rance's attack. I'm a harmless Hanny, brah. Hard to believe that. What is this place? You came in and didn't even know, brah? We can buy up things you don't need, brah. If you have any unneeded weapons or items, you can pay with what you can pay you. Yeah. We can pay you what we feel like for them, brah. What you feel like? We're generous enough, brah. If you don't like it, then fuck off, brah. What to do? I don't need the fucking shit. It was just interesting to see that. Okay, it's the same one. So you've come, Rance. Aren't you that comedian from Able? Who are you calling a comedian? Honestly, even though we're well known. We're going to the bakery. Mwahaha! We're going to the bakery to eat some sweet, crispy croquettes. The sweetness sure is good. Because waifus live off fucking sweets. Nobody will get that joke. What else are you talking about? Nothing important. Forget about it. Anyway, today I have a suggestion for you. How about it? Are you interested in making me the main heroine? What? Your spouses are rather boring. So I'll take Raimi to some richest places. I promise lively sex at home events, quiet peaceful sleeping at inn events, intense hand-holding at love events. Oh, and I shall also do my best in battles. I shall guard you from enemy attacks, wipe out all foes with my magic. I can assassinate and even provide support. Every party slot in the menu will be filled by me. Come on, pull some strings and let's go. We can't have a game that's all about you. Really? I thought it'd be fine since I'm cute. I'll do my best to make it happen. You already forced yourself into the scene, yet you're still not satisfied? So how about it? Nah, I don't wanna. What do you mean? Feels like you'll even steal my spot. Gah! Well, I certainly could go that far. Hey, don't say anything unnecessary. And here I thought I could even steal the protagonist's spot in the Rants world. You just blurted it out. Go away. Good. Stupid. Go have fun with your slave, then. Yeah, she vanished. Well, that's all from Q and Arthur. Keep doing your best on your adventures. Alright. The duo vanished. I wonder if the heat is making more of these weirdos appear. While feeling somewhat weird, Rance left the church. The town's beauties? It's gotta be Raimiya-sama the knight. I'd love to explain what's so good about her, but her boobs speak for themselves. You'd have to see them for yourself, though. Man, I can't get enough of them. Rance gathered some useful adventuring info. This town's cute girls, huh? It's Harley Chan from the item store. That girl is always so bright and ladylike. However, she has an unbelievable secret. Yep. Still, if you ask me, that only makes her better. Oh. Well, it's not really Santa Claus, but he became that Santa Claus today. Rance gathered some useful adventuring info. Seems there's no more info to be heard here. Rance decided to stop gathering information. Apologies, but this road is closed. Who's this fat ass old hag? Wait, before that, why is the road closed? My body got stuck on the bridge. For now, nobody can pass through or have you come to help me. Bye-bye. Rance gave up and left. What the fuck? Man, a fat lady won't... We're not going back to that. Hold on, why have we returned here, huh? I want to go and defeat that Master Geki soon. Right, we're supposed to do that. Let's go there ASAP. After that, we get our reward from Blondie Big Boobs here. Yeah! The happiness field is to the east. Let's head there once you're ready. Seems like peasants are slow in every meaning of the word. The party entered Stallion along with a displeased Natal. She can fucking get over it. Oh, we got something. I don't know. It's in Japanese. I will play it in English, but it won't be with Rance. God damn it. The Rance thing is only just a, you know, it's a Japanese bonus thing, so it's nothing to really focus too much on. Can't really get too upset about it. It was just a DLC. It was just a gift, a pre-order gift. Whoa. When Rance tried to walk through the grass, his foot hit something hard, nearly making him trip. This is a camouflage rock. A camouflage rock. It's a rock that makes itself look like grass. You're fucking annoying. Get lost! Irritated, Rance kicked the rock away. Ouch! An unfortunate handy who was passing by got hit and was smashed, but nobody noticed. Nobody gave a shit. Oh, she says her name. That's that mansion. I wonder how you get up there. Hold it, what do you think you're doing? Are you not going to defeat the Master Geki? Oh yeah, there's that. The Master Geki is in the happiness field to the east of Stallion. Stop wasting time wandering around. Okay. Rance nodded as he left the place. I don't know what she keeps saying. Maybe, oh, she's gotta level up. Well, how do you level, oh! Will she level up? I don't know how to level her up. Did we go back to fucking Stallion? The woman's just gonna get pissed. I got another one, but I don't know if it's better than what I got. What does this thing do? I don't know. It's all in Japanese. Halt! What's with this voice? Never mind me. More importantly, it's not dead time for the event you're trying to trigger. Fine then. Rance silently went away from this place. Wait for Asta's turn. I know, she's probably trying to tell me she's leveled, she can level up. So this is the happiness field. There's a legend that if one receives a flower from this garden, they will become happy. Quite the romantic legend, huh? Yes, to be honest, I also dream of experiencing such a thing one day. That's nice, but nobody cares! Please hurry and find that Master Geki. Yeah, yeah. Huh? It seems like there are three places where it could be. It has to be here somewhere, so if we search them all, we'll find her eventually. Seems like our only choice. The party began their search through the happiness field. Another beetle that I don't need. In a flower field, a giant, blatantly abnormal eyeball stared at Ramius. Stare! What? It's almost like it's watching me. Stare! There's no way an eyeball would ever scare me. 63.4 kilograms. What? Ramius heard a mysterious voice inside her head. Wait, no, that can't be it. I'm only 61 kilograms? What's wrong, Ramius? You look pale. Nothing, it's your imagination, I assure you. Stare! Stop, don't look at me like that. Don't look at my overfed stomach. Wah! Ramius cried and ran away. Oh, okay. It's just a, okay. It's a fun little event. Okay. Will there be a Master Geki here? Will there be a Master Geki here? Honestly, that jabber giving such an annoying mission to me of all people. When I'm back, I'll give him a piece of my mind. Besides, is there really a Master Geki in this place? If, after all this trouble, it turns out to be a lie. Natal! Rance suddenly pushed Natal down. Kyo, what are you doing? Are you aware that I'm Natal March? I won't forgive such rudeness. Shh, keep quiet. Look, over there. Rance pointed to a Geki that was clearly much stronger than the others. The party then laid down and began observing the Geki. Yeah, no doubt about it. That's a Master Geki. Great, Natal, you think that was good enough? I'm being pushed down by a man. I've never been this close to a gentleman before. Hey, are you listening, Natal? As they're trying to look inside Natal, Rance drew his face closer to hers. Yeah, I am listening. Ah, close. His face is too close. He's too close. Aye. How insolent. The man is so vulgar, violent, and rude. He has not a shred of delicacy. And yet, what is this? I'm feeling in my chest. My heart is throbbing. My face is hot. He can't be. You two defeated. I'll stay and watch. This also a commoner's job? Exactly, you're a commoner. I'm completely different from you, so don't get any weird ideas. What weird ideas? This man, no, that absolutely cannot be. So hurry up and get away from me. What should we do, Rance? Let's go. Die, Geki! The party attacked the Master Geki. Gah! Another easy victory. Yes, as I'd expect from you. The exhausted Master Geki was lying before the duo, who were recovering their breath. Good work. Now then, we simply have to get to. All right. Good work. Now then, we simply have to get her hide. Blah. That sounds grotesque. Didn't you know? The clothes monsters wear is also part of their body, so they also count as their hide. So we just gotta strip her? Then away with these! Rance promptly removed the Master Geki's bloomers. You went straight for the bloomers, huh? When you say Geki, you think bloomers and vice versa. Hey, is this enough? Yes, it is! Mission accomplished. The only thing left is my boob-shaped reward. Why am I so embarrassed? I can't even look at his face. How did I become this way? Now then, I think it's time. I think it's just about time I got my reward. Reward? Now that you mentioned it, we did agree on that. Yes, a reward. Reward. Ah! Then how about I invite you to my country? You get to experience the finest cuisine Humpty has to offer. And I would also personally accompany you throughout your visit. And don't get me wrong, but it wouldn't be a date, okay? It'd just be a token of my gratitude. God, that'd be nice, but I have something else in mind for my reward! What would that be? The reward I want is to have my way with your boobs. With that said, boing! Squish? Eh? Rance grabbed Natal's breast with both hands. Jesus, Rance. Rub, rub. Oh, what amazing volume! They don't even fit in my hands! Rance squeezed all of his fingers into Natal's plentiful breasts, then fondled them however he wanted. These really have a ton of weight to them. The way they bounce is also great. What are you? I'm just getting my reward. Cuckoo, I've been wanting to fondle these beauties from the start. I see you wanted to. I see. Didn't expect you to not resist at all. An opening. Smooch! Rance brought his face close to Natal's and stole her lips. Yeah! Slash. Whoa! Natal drew a graceful yet sturdy sword and swung it at Rance. What are you doing?
Oh, it would seem as if I made a terrible misunderstanding.
Natal was shaking from head to toe.
But that's right, you are a commoner after all. A commoner lower than a bug, completely incompatible with someone of my status. And right now I'm much more angry than I am compassionate.
Natal calmly steadied her sword. Die! Whoa! Natal unleashed a barrage of attacks that were faster than the eye could see. Rance gave everything he had to defending. I thought she was weak because she couldn't fight, but holy shit, she's crazy strong. Rance, over here! Okay. Stop right there! The sin of sullying a maiden's purity is a grave one! I didn't sully anything!
Rance and Ramius ran away from Natal.
Pant, pant, are we safe now? Good job, Ramius. If the terrain wasn't to our advantage, we really would have been in trouble. Why did you have to go and do that? Any man that saw boobs like those would have wanted to cop a feel. It's Natal's fault for having such huge tits.
Is it really like that?
Yeah, she was probably at that time of the month anyway. Let's head back to Stallion for now. Yes, I agree. Let's pray she's not waiting for us there. Don't say scary shit like that.
The two of them went back to the house in Stallion where Akiva was waiting. Well, we're not going there yet. A single incredibly white flower was shining in front of the party. This is the flower said to bring happiness, according to the legend. It's also Eden's national flower.
Oh.
You don't seem very interested. Flowers can't fill an empty stomach.
That much is true.
New sword. New sword. Fang sword. Junk. Oh no, we can't go there. Rance, do you have any business here?
Nope.
Rance and Raimi have silently pulled back. I wonder if Evenickel, if you can capture the girls like you can in the Rance games. I don't know. I mean, you wouldn't be able to in this demo anyway. Nope. Okay, no. Okay, fine. There's some business there. We have returned, brother.
You!
Upon returning to Stallion, the party was greeted by a visibly displeased Akiva.
What?
Did something happen? Damn right it did! Natal just came by her screaming, "How can A be a knight?" and shit!
So she did come here.
I somehow got her to leave, but she kept threatening to turn this into an international issue between Eden and Humpty. Isn't that a huge problem? I'm pretty sure she just said that in the spur of the moment, but damn, you sure were quick to cause trouble.
God, stop worrying about me so much or you'll get old.
I like that advice. I guess, worst case scenario, we'll just have Bara fix the situation. Brother. Whoops, almost forgot. Here's your wedding gift. Akiva took something out from his chest pocket and casually threw it to Rance.
Gotcha. What's this? A key?
Yeah, that's the key for the Dryson family's mansion, just outside of Stallion.
Wasn't that mansion in your possession, brother?
I never use it, since I already got a home at the capital, so you two could have it.
Oh, so you're giving us a house?
The king rewarded our late mother with that mansion. We should use it if nobody else is.
Gaha! Fine then, I won't hesitate to use it.
Just take care of it, you hear me?
Receiving the house from Akiva made Rance feel like a king in a castle.
Oh, and Dad's back. He's probably merrily cleaning the bathroom right about now.
Honestly, what sort of mayor does his own housework?
I'll go call him, so wait here, Rance.
Well, I'm pretty busy myself, so it's about time I went back to the capital.
Alright.
Cool, and one last thing.
Akiva placed his hand on Rance's shoulder, as if he could read his mind by doing so.
I'm leaving Ramius in your care. Don't ever hurt her, you hear me?
You don't have to say it.
That's so?
See you then.
With a relieved smile on his face, Akiva left the room.
I'm pleased to meet you. I'm Tank Drayson, the mayor of Stallion.
After a while, Ramius returned with a gentle-looking old man.
I've already heard about the situation from Akiva.
My, to think something like this would happen.
How are you supposed to introduce yourself to your wife's father? Maybe I should start off imposing myself. Let's just cut to the chase. I'm taking your daughter's hand! Or wait, I already did. We're already getting intimate every single day.
Rance clenched his fist and thrust his thumb between his index and middle fingers.
You're a funny kid!
Why did he find that funny?
I'm Akiva's father, after all. I'm used to kids like you.
I'll bet you thought I should start off imposing myself.
This guy's a pain.
So even you can't handle some kinds of people?
But are you really fine with my daughter?
Obviously. Besides, she's mine already.
So you'll really marry her?
More like we already did. We're a couple now. Nothing you could say can change that.
I see.
Very well. She may She may be an unrefined daughter, but please take good care of her, Razcoon.
Yeah, I will. Leave it to me.
Your language is a bit rude, but I'm glad you're a good kid. Ha ha ha!
Man, I really can't deal with this guy.
Everyone who's met my father has a favorable impression of him. You might be the first, Rance. Oh, yes, Ockerville told me he also gave you our mansion. The paperwork is already done, so why don't you stop by there?
Guess we will.
It's already furnished, but you can go ahead and tell me if there's something more you want.
Gotcha. Then let's go take a look at this place.
Yes, it's good for newlyweds to have a new house. Rance-kun, please get along well with Ramius.
I know.
Ramius, let's go. Yes, then excuse us, Father. Yep, couples should get along well. Rance, feeling rather uncomfortable, left the residence as if escaping from it. Oh, she's gotta level up. When the party visited Ramius's house, her father, Tank, was happily caring for a flower bed. As always, he's the sort that hates just working in an office. Yo, we came to visit.
My, if it isn't Ramius and Rance-kun, you took the trouble of visiting me? I'm so glad.
Yeah.
Ha ha ha, for some reason you remind me of my wife, Rance-kun.
He looks like her?
He doesn't, but he gives off this I always see things through to the very end feeling that it's just like her.
Will you stay the night? If so, I'll do my best on tonight's din-
Nah, we just came to say hi. Don't plan on staying for long.
As usual, you seem unable to deal with Father very well, Rance. The party drank some tea and took a quick break at Ramius's house. Alright. I guess you can't level up the other party member. Oh, no, you can. Okay.
Gaha, good.
Sora's muffled yet shrill voice could be heard through the magic receiver.
Ha ha. Oh, I came. I'm so embarrassed.
Gaha, hearing you, Coom, really made my day.
Ha, I regularly await your next visit. Oh, what's wrong with me? It feels so good I might get addicted.
Rance left the shop in a much better mood. Home! Wow, get your own house. Ramius guided Rance towards a house present alone on the... Okay, let's read that correctly. Ramius guided Rance towards a house present alone on Stallion's outskirts. This is the Drayson family's mansion. From now on, it will be our home.
Ho ho ho, so this is it?
Yep, not bad at all. I'm glad you think so.
Gah, alright, I'll carry you inside like a princess.
Yes?
It's what newlyweds do when getting to their new home. Up you go!
Rance picked up Ramius and carried her princess style.
Rance? Why are you crying?
No, it's nothing.
Aha, these must be tears of joy. Ramius has a real cute side to her.
He's doing so much for a woman he doesn't even like. You're splendid, Rance. I would definitely make you happy, even if I must put my life on the line.
She's happy, but she has a real intense look on her face. Whatever, let's head inside. Take this!
Slam. Rance, are you trying to rip the door off its hinges?
You open a mansion, door of a mansion.
You're like, let's see how hard I can slam the door off its hinges. Rah! Come on now.
Huh? Oh? Inside the house was a visibly confused Rich.
What are you two doing?
Rich! Why are you here?
You know each other? It really happened, just as I expected. Rich held her head inside. I get it, so those circumstances led to you two meeting and then becoming a couple.
Yes, but why do I have to sit on my knees? Ramius was made to sit on her knees in front of Rich's chair. It's only natural that I'd get mad at a friend who's done something stupid.
I don't get what you mean.
I've never seen Rich this mad before.
Honestly, Ramius, it already pisses me off that you feel grateful to this man, but you're not even wary of him.
By the way, what's your relationship with Rance?
That's... Yeah, sorry for not telling you sooner. You see, Rich here just happens to be my first wife.
You what?
Yes, though unwillingly. I see. To think you found someone you genuinely love as your friend, I must congratulate you. This is bad. How could I tell her I became his wife because he raped me? I forgot you were that kind of person, Rance.
Gah, this is still not enough. I'll get a lot more girls in the future.
I could have accepted if it were just me, but if there were going to be more victims, then as your wife, I must stop you.
Oh, what are you doing?
Yeah! I'm taking your life.
Gosh!
Ramius! My wedding rings become disgraceful. Rich, call for the knights. I must pay for my crime. A black ring was now shining on Ramius' finger. That might happen. Rich, what's the matter? That's right, I'm really in love with him. We're all lovey-dovey. Wanna see? Rich hugged Rance, though her body faintly shuddered.
Oh? Yeah, you're finally being honest.
Yep, girls are much cuter that way. Don't get any funny ideas. I'm obviously lying, so Ramius doesn't get upset. You say that now, but part of you was being honest just now.
Rish! Why are you all hugging me all of a sudden? Hey, your breasts, I can't breathe.
I'm so glad. My case was a complete accident, but it seems like Rich had a happy marriage. I'm so glad, I really am. As she embraced Rich, Ramius let out a long sigh. I think I can feel Rich's happiness too. She's happy from the bottom of her heart. Oh, I can't lie to her when she's like this.
So now we have two wives for a single husband. Let's be nice to each other, okay?
Yeah, real nice. Oh dear, could you please not touch my butt? I swear I'll do something about him one day. Come to think of it, where have you been all this time, Rich?
Oh, I should tell you about that. And didn't Ramius come to Abel to look for you in the first place?
Yes, I looked all over, but what have you been doing?
What, you ask? Obviously, I was trying to take down Snake Crest.
Snake Crest, what's that?
To put it very simple terms, it's an evil secret organization. Those belonging to it bear on their bodies,
well, a crest of a snake devouring its own tail and wish to bring about a war in this world. They're a group whose power and actions are still unknown. Up until now, I've been acting by myself in order to find and stop them. But even finding their trail has been difficult. A snake eating its own tail rarely does describe them best.
Sounds terrible.
So Rance, when the time comes, I'd like you to cooperate with me.
Yeah.
I can't undo our marriage, but I must think positive. This man may be a pervert, but he's not a bad person, or so I hope.
What's wrong? Your face is super serious.
It's nothing. Ramius, take this letter. What's this? I'd like you to deliver that to the capital. Inside is all the information about Snake Crest, which I've collected thus far.
You want me to deliver this? Well, what about Rance?
The capital, huh?
Yeah, I don't mind. I also have some business at the capital.
Business, is that true? Well, I don't mind it either, but...
Rich, what will you do?
I have this ring now, so going there is kinda...
That's no good. The first thing you should do after marrying is tell your family, especially if it's someone of your position, Rich.
I get it, okay? But there are all sorts of preparations I have to think about first.
I don't really understand what you mean.
I'll make sure to go later, but right now I need a little more time.
If you say so.
A princess getting married is already a huge deal, but if it's ever found out that I was raped... Just how should I explain it to everyone? And above all, I don't trust this guy, so we can't work together.
What is it?
Nothing.
Well then, let's head for the capital.
You want to go now? Is there a problem?
No, I was just surprised. As a wife, I must accompany my husband wherever he goes.
Gah, you're a good girl, Ramius.
Hey, Ramius, before you leave, come over here.
Hey, there's no need to pull me.
Rich pulled Ramius' hand and dragged her away from Rance.
Answer me one last thing. What do you think of Rance?
What is it?
Well, I just never thought I'd see the day where you get hostile at someone over your husband.
That's not what I mean!
Don't worry, we're only a couple because Rance saved me from death. Well, I feel grateful there's no love between us.
Right, though it'd be better if there were.
Huh?
It's nothing.
Then you don't like him, right?
That's ridiculous!
I've decided to live my life for his sake so that I may repay even a little bit of my debt. To say I dislike him is ridiculous.
Rance is a fine man. Not once did he look displeased when he laid with me, and to this day he doesn't think I owe him for it.
Ramius, are you telling the truth? I think Rance is an exceptionally good man. I've yet to meet someone as kind-hearted as him. Him? Kind-hearted?
What do you mean?
Nothing, it's a secret. Well, I can't thank him enough. Rich, you have a great eye for men. It gets my seal of approval. Ramius, you kind of suck at judging people. Anyway, I get it now. If you say so, then it's all right. If Ramius knew how Rance really is, we'd have a bloodbath on our hands. Things are better this way. Okay then, let's head to the capital. Sure, Rich, we're going on ahead. So please lock the door for us.
Yeah, leave it to me.
He said. Rance, to get to the capital, we must go around the mountain, then head straight west.
Okay, got it. To the capital we go. Gah-ha-ha-ha-ha!
Yeah. The two left the mansion in high spirits. Phew! After making sure the two had left, Rich collapsed on the sofa and closed her eyes. Really, what should I do from now on? Ugh. Alright, folks. Well, I think that's a good spot to end it. We'll definitely do more, considering the first video has like 700 views, so thank you guys so much for that. I didn't know if you guys would like this. I'm having a lot of fun trying to voice the characters and stuff, and it's not perfect, but I'm having fun. And obviously you guys are having fun too, so let's just continue with it, and we'll go through the whole thing, and maybe even the regular Evenickel, because I did the first one, we can do the rest of that as well. And I'm having fun voicing these characters. It's a lot of fun. So we'll probably do this with more games. At any rate, guys, I thank you for watching Grimm's Hentai Games Corner. And I will see you next time. This is the Grimlord, and I am out.
Later.